Michael Deaver did a sad and honored duty for an old friend this week. He was one of Ronald Reagan's pallbearers. Mr. Deaver was one of the first people to join Mr. Reagan in California back in the mid-1960s. He accompanied him along campaign trails across the country and eventually into the White House, where Mr. Deaver was credited with refining the image that made Ronald Reagan such a compelling and popular figure to millions of Americans. Mr. Deaver is now Deputy Chairman of Edelman Public Relations, and we join him in his office in Washington, D.C. Thanks for being with us. You have many pictures of Mr. Reagan here. A couple of them, well, can I get you to talk to one? His back. There's an unexpected picture, and yet you can tell it's him.
Right, of course. I love it. It's in the colonnades in the White House, and the reason I love it is because it shows the grace and the athleticness of him. You know, one of the things that I joke about is that he said he wanted to run for president because he wanted to get the Soviets to the table, and I think that's partly true. I also think he wanted to throw out the first baseball. And, of course, he was shot the first year and couldn't throw it out. It was a great disappointment to him, and he reminded me the next year that he was going to throw out the first baseball. We went over to Baltimore, the Orioles, and he met the pitcher about halfway from home, from the pitcher's mound, and the pitcher said, you know, Mr. President, I think this is about where you ought to throw it from. And Reagan was walking backwards slowly, and pretty soon they were on the mound. And the pitcher said, Mr. President, I got to tell you, you're 70 years old. It is a long ways to home plate. Reagan said, well, he said, let me try. And he wound up and pitched a strike. And the crowd went crazy. And Reagan waved. And what people didn't know is he'd been practicing with the Secret Service for 3 weeks.
How did you and Mr. Reagan first meet?
Well, I was a young guy. I was 28 years old, and I had worked a couple of years for the Republican Party and had met him only once or twice when he was elected governor, and somebody asked if I would be willing to go. I was living in Santa Barbara, so I didn't want to go anyplace. I wanted to stay in Santa Barbara the rest of my life, and said, would you like to go to Sacramento, which was not very appealing to me, for a couple of weeks and work on the transition between Pat Brown and Reagan. And I never even moved out of my house in Santa Barbara. Somebody moved me out. I just wanted to be part of it from then on.
As you look back on it, what did you do to present Ronald Reagan to the American people?
Well, first of all, I didn't make Ronald Reagan. He made me. Mm-hmm. He was a little bit like Michael Jordan. All you had to do was give him the ball, and he'd take it from there. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would go into his office when he was governor. I got this great idea, governor, what we're going to do. You know, I want you to walk. First of all, I want you to take your jacket off and sling it over your shoulder, and then we're going to walk out into the park in the state capitol. The feeling I want is pensiveness. And he'd look at me and he'd say, Mike, I can't do that. I said, why not? It's very Kennedy-esque.